Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're talking about Charity Engine. What is Charity Engine? Well, it's an organization that we will be learning about in our lesson. Now, you know what a charity is? Something good that you do for somebody else, maybe someone in need. Now, Charity Engine uses computers. That's part of what they do. Well, what do you use your computer for? How many computers do you have? What do you use them for? Carolyn, what do you use your computer for?
Well, let's see. I use my computer to write things. Mm-hmm. I like to write and surf the internet, check my email, check my Facebook. Yeah, that's about it. Do some work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds like what I use my computer for, or my smartphone for that matter. Checking email, checking Facebook, sending text messages. Well, that's my smartphone. I guess for a computer, I use it for other things like writing certain articles or preparing for lessons here. I don't really use my computer for a whole lot, actually. And that's the case with a lot of people and their computers. Charity Engine hopes to help people use their computers in a better way. And we're going to find out all about that, so let's get started.
Charity Engine. Your computer can solve scientific puzzles and raise money for charity. Millions of personal computers across the world are running at this moment, but most are using just a fraction of their full capacity to process information. Imagine what could happen if the spare power of these millions of machines were harnessed to solve global problems. The organization Charity Engine attempts to do just that. It enables researchers and companies to use the extra computing power of thousands of personal computers. These companies pay a usage fee that goes to carefully selected charities.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Did you know that your computer could be part of a project that may one day cure cancer or other serious diseases? It's true. In today's organization article, we'll learn all about the organization Charity Engine and their vision to better the world, one computer at a time. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Harness. Harness is a verb. Scientists are researching new ways to harness the sun's energy for electricity. Compute. Compute is a verb. Joshua's computing skills helped him find a great job. Chunk. Chunk is a noun. Let's break the process into chunks and assign one part to each team member. Malaria. Malaria is a noun. Malaria is spread by mosquitoes and can be dangerous if it is not treated. Your more information word is background task. Background task is a noun. Now let's get started with our article.
Well, this does sound like a very interesting idea. So, learning about Charity Engine, go back to the beginning. Your computer can solve scientific puzzles and raise money for charity. This is a very interesting concept, don't you think so, Gabe?
Well, yeah. I mean, I love solving puzzles. Puzzles are kind of fun. I don't think we're talking about your regular Sudoku or crossword puzzles here, though. These are scientific puzzles, things that may be a little bit more difficult for a person to figure out. Okay, so your computer can solve these kinds of puzzles and raise money for charity. Of course, raise money for organizations that help people in need.
That's right, and we continue reading Millions of personal computers across the world are running at this moment. But most are using just a fraction of their full capacity to process information. So there are lots of computers running right now, probably like my computer, but it's really not doing anything since I'm not using it right now.
It's true. Wait a minute. Your computer's running. I have a question for you, Carolyn. Is your is your refrigerator at home running?
Well, yes, I'm pretty sure it's still running.
Well then, Carolyn, you'd better go out and catch it.
Okay.
Because it's running.
It's running, I see. But running doesn't mean like running. It means that it's working.
Yes, I know. It was my little joke. Yes, so of course you can use the word running to talk about something electronic that is working, or it's on. Your computer is on, it is running. Well, save electricity. Turn it off if you're not using it. Right now it's time for us to learn something with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz, and here's today's grammar tip sentence. But most are using just a fraction of their full capacity to process information. Our focus today is on the phrase, just a fraction of. It's a fancy way to say a very small part of. So another way to say today's sentence would be, most are using a very small part of their full capacity to process information. A fraction of, or just a fraction of, is a great phrase to use when you want to describe and emphasize how something is really a very small part of a bigger thing. For example, this assignment was very easy and only took a fraction of our time. Or, Ned's new apartment is huge. His belongings take up only a fraction of the space. Now it's your turn to practice. Think of something that requires or uses a very small part of something else, and if you want to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's Grammar Tips section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. I wonder, is there anything that you are using just a fraction of? Many people think that we use just a fraction of our brain power. So, get to thinking, use all of your brain power, and maybe you can solve complex puzzles as well.
That's right. Well, we continue here learning about Charity Engine. Imagine what could happen if the spare power of these millions of machines were harnessed to solve global problems. Okay, so we're talking about the spare power of these computers. We're just using a fraction of what they can do. Now let's harness all of that power to solve global problems.
And that is a great word, harness. From our word bank, if you harness something, that means that you get control of it so that you can use it for something. So here they are trying to harness the power of the machines to solve these complex scientific puzzles.
All right, well, what else can you harness? It's good to harness your energy to do something good. Of course, it's good to harness your emotions as well. You don't just want to be really angry, really sad, super happy. You want to be able to control your emotions, harness them in a way that is good for you and others.
That's right. And continuing learning how we can harness this energy. The organization Charity Engine attempts to do just that. So they want to control or harness all of this unused energy from these millions of computers.
That's just what they're going to do. And I like this phrase. They attempt to do just that. That's not the only thing that they will do. That's not what just means here. But it does mean this is exactly what their plan is. They will do just that. How else can you use that phrase?
Well, if you have an idea for something, maybe you say, oh, well, what do you want to do this weekend? Well, I'd really like to go hiking. That's a great idea. Let's do just that.
Let's do just that. Or that's just what I'd like to do. What are my plans for this weekend? I'm going to go bungee jumping. I will do just that. That is my plan. So now you know how to use this phrase. Okay, so the organization Charity Engine attempts to do just that, to harness the computer power to solve global problems. It enables researchers and companies to use the extra computing power of thousands of personal computers. Do you have a personal computer? Well, maybe Charity Engine might use some of that power.
That's right, and we see another word from the word bank, the word computing, or to compute. If you compute something, that means that you use a computer, usually, to solve something.
That's right, or figuring something out with a computer. So, the extra computing power here. Your computer, of course, only a fraction of it is being used. So, what else can your computing power be used for? Charity Engine knows. And these companies pay a usage fee that goes to carefully selected charities. All right, so what is a usage fee? Well, it's the money that you pay to use something.
That's right. So researchers for these companies pay a usage fee to use this extra power that Charity Engine is harnessing, and then that money goes to carefully selected charities. Well, right now, it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一重点我们来看 harness 这个动词。harness 如果当名词本来是指马具或者是降落伞的背带，但是它在这里是当动词，意思是指控制或使用。例如 the people in this town want to harness the dam's water to generate electricity. 这个城镇的人民想要利用水库的水来发电。或者是 people started to harness wind power many years ago.人们许多年以前就开始利用风力了。继续我们看是 compute 这个动词。compute 是指计算或运算。例如 the kids spent a lot of time computing the answer to this math question. 孩子们花很多时间运算要解出这题数学题。它的名词是 computer,C-O-M-P-U-T-R, 是指计算机或者是电脑。例如 the capacity of my new computer is twice that of my old one.我的新电脑的容量是旧的两倍。
Today in our lesson, Charity Engine, we're learning about this organization and what it does to help charities around the world. Now, what about you? Charity Engine uses computers like yours and the power from computers to do this. So how much do you use your computer? Well, how much power does your computer have? What can it do? Maybe you can be a part in helping Charity Engine and helping charities in various places around the world. Because what can happen if you can harness all of that extra energy to solve global problems?This is a very good thing to do. Let's continue learning about Charity Engine.
Charity Engine. The computers. Charity Engine offers a free app that has the user's computer do research as a background task. The program runs automatically, without direction from the user.Each computer works on a small chunk of a larger project and sends back its results. The results are combined to answer the researcher's questions. The researchers. Charity Engine mostly uses its computing power for companies doing scientific, medical, or commercial research. For example, Rosetta at Home attempts to help find cures for serious diseases by discovering the shapes of proteins.Another project, Einstein at Home, tests scientific theories. And another helps establishments in Africa, such as universities search for ways to fight the spread of malaria.
Those are some very good things to be researching. But before we talk about the researchers and their work, let's go back to the beginning of this section and learn aboutThe computers. Charity Engine offers a free app that has the user's computer do research as a background task. So if you have a background task running, then you don't really need to do anything with it, right, Gabe?
That's right, because it's just going on in the background. You're doing your work, the things that you need to do and concentrate on, but something else is going on with your computer. That's right, there's a free app that you can use or download, and that way Charity Engine can use some power on your computer to do something in the background. What else can you use this word background to talk about? Well, maybe you have some background music. Maybe you're doing your work and listening to some background music.
That's right. And we continue reading that the program runs automatically without direction from the user. So once you download this, it will continue to run without you doing anything. It runs automatically.
Well, that sounds easy enough. Sounds like something that any of us can take part in. Well, we continue here. Each computer works on a small chunk of a larger project and sends back its results. Okay, well, before we continue learning about the results, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, chunk. Chunk is a piece or a mass of something. Maybe you have a chunk of ice in your glass of water.
That's right. Usually I hear this word talking about food, so a chunk of meat, a chunk of cheese, but it can also just mean a large part or a piece of something. So you could also use it to describe money. It cost a large chunk of money to fix my car.
That's right. When you're talking about money, a chunk is a substantial amount. Okay, it makes a difference. It costs a large chunk of money to fix my expensive car. Well, the results here, we're learning about the results that the computers can produce. The results are combined to answer the researchers' questions. So again, researchers are using your computer or the power from your computer, and they're getting the results from your computer.
That's right. And now it is time to learn about the researchers. Charity Engine mostly uses its computing power for companies doing scientific, medical, or commercial research. So your computing power can be used to help these companies with their research, and they all seem like pretty good things to be doing research for, right, Gabe?
Well, yeah. Scientific research, promoting or advancing science, okay? What about medical research? Maybe they're trying to figure out the cures to certain diseases like cancer or AIDS. And commercial research, well, this is good for a lot of people.
That's right. And we have an example. We read, for example, Rosetta at Home attempts to help find cures for serious diseases by discovering the shapes of proteins. And your computer could help with that project.
Okay, well, we see another project here. Another project. Einstein at Home tests scientific theories. All right, so there are many scientific theories out there. And, of course, Einstein at Home is going to help to test these theories to see if they can actually be proven to be true.
That's right. Well, these names are very interesting, and Steve and Ken have something they want to share with us about those names in the information cloud.
On occasion, we at the info cloud like to look deeper into the origin of English words because knowing where words come from helps us to remember their meaning better.
Today, let's look at another way words enter the English language, through people's names.
Okay, they're called eponyms, words that come from a person's name, either real or mythical. In today's lesson, we see the name Einstein. Now, years ago, seeing this name, we would assume it to be a reference to the man, Albert Einstein, the famous and incredibly intelligent scientist with crazy-looking hair.
And today, not necessarily. The name Einstein has since become a word to stand for the genius that a certain person, or in today's case, a scientific research company, possesses.
Right. If I said Ken's an Einstein, I mean he's super intelligent.
Thanks, but I think intelligent will do just fine. Besides Einstein, there are hundreds of eponyms like Braille, Diesel, Guillotine, and Silhouette. One of my favorites is the word sandwich, named after a British nobleman.
Okay, eponyms are very similar to allusions, and so, like allusions, if an eponym you use is too obscure, no one will understand your reference. However, if it's too common, it might be regarded as cliché.
在英文有一种字叫做 eponym, 就是源自于人名的字。今天的课文讲到有一项计划叫做 Einstein at Home, Einstein, 爱因斯坦，我们知道他是20世纪著名的物理学家，但因为他是个聪明绝顶的人，所以 Einstein 这个字也成为了聪明绝顶的人的代名词。Steve is a real Einstein, Steve 是个智多星。其实英文里的 eponym 不胜枚举，例如盲人用的点字法 Braille, 柴油引擎 Diesel,断头台 guillotine, 还有三明治 sandwich, 这些字原本都是人名，后来因为他们的成就或发明，他们的名字就成了这一项发明的名称。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, we're learning about certain projects here. We read, and another helps establishments in Africa, such as universities search for ways to fight the spread of malaria. All right, of course, we're trying to find the cure for diseases like malaria, and we want to fight the spread of malaria. Now, at the beginning of this sentence, we read another helps establishments. What we mean here is another project or another organization helps to do this.
That's right, and the last word of that sentence, malaria, is a word from our word bank.It means it's a kind of disease, right, Gabe? It's a type of illness that is spread by mosquitoes, and it's very serious.
It's true. Malaria can be found in different parts of the world that are especially humid. Some places in South America, lots of countries in Africa and India and other places in the world. You might need to be careful. If you're traveling to these countries, you might need to get malaria shots.
That's right. So be careful if you are traveling to those areas, but you can also contribute the power of your computer to help fight the spread of malaria. Well, right now it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the language lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 chunk 这个名词。 Chunk 是指部分或者是厚厚的一块。例如 the company owns a big chunk of land outside the city.这家公司拥有市区外的一大块土地，或者是 I already finished a large chunk of my report, 我已经完成我的报告里面的一大部分，或者是 the cheese was cut into chunks and served with crackers, cheese 被切成厚块和脆饼干一起使用。最后我们看的是这段课文的最后一个句子里面的 establishment 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 establish, 建立这个动词，所以 establishment 本来是指建立或创建，但是它在今天的课文中是指机构或企业。例如 This non-profit establishment was founded by a group of moms. 这个非营利组织是由一群妈妈所创立的。或者是 Terry works in a research establishment. Terry 在一家研究机构工作。 And now back to our lesson.
Well, we've been learning a lot about Charity Engine today and how they are trying to help charities and help solve these different problems that researchers are working on. Now, I wonder, do you know of any organizations that also try to help charities, Gabe?
Well, organizations that maybe help a couple of different groups of people at the same time. Studio Classroom, another name that we go by, is ORTV. And ORTV does help churches as well as, of course, teach English. So I think that there are a lot of organizations like this. Can you think of any?
Well, one that I think of is Kiva, and it's a micro-lending website. We've talked about micro-lending before, and they take small loans and give them to people to help them buy things like cars or building materials or farm supplies. And you just need a little bit of money.
Okay, well, I think that there are some other organizations like this who are trying to help multiple people at the same time. Thank you for joining us today. And of course, we have more to learn about Charity Engine right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. last a lifetime.